Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
That's what we do. This is The Positive Truth, bringing you those 10 uplifting and positive news stories. It's Wednesday. We're going to keep bringing them. On Friday, we got a wonderful interview with Rory Brewer. It's only like 5 to 6 minutes, but you have to check it out. Basically, Rory donated, she's 9 years old, and she donated 2,000 socks this past Christmas. And we talked to her about why she donated socks to the homeless and all the good things that come with it. And her and Tim make a special connection. Ain't that right, Tim?
Yeah, man. Rory is a Flash fan. I know we've been doing this for a little while now. And every time we interview somebody, they laugh at me, the fact that I like Flash. And she's pretty much the only other person that's been a part of this show that watches Flash with me and knows who Cisco is and all that good stuff. So if you guys want to check out a cool video with a young lady doing great things in this world, you guys make sure you check it in on Friday.
It should be noted, it's not that we don't like Flash, Tim. It's that you think he's the most interesting and best superhero. That's our beef with you.
Dude can run in time. Another argument for another day, but it's all good, man.
Speaking of another day, how has your day been, Tim?
Oh, it's been good, man. You know, they canceled school. Oklahoma weather. I felt like we were just in shorts the other day. It was like 76 on Friday, wasn't it?
Tim, so this morning, I have class at 8 a.m. And at 6 o'clock, I got up early because I was just hungry. And I went outside at 6 a.m. in shorts and a cutoff shirt. And it was like 60 degrees, right?
Right.
I leave at 7:30 to go to class. And before I left, I was like, okay, it's cool. It's like a polo day. I can wear it. Like, this is cool weather.
Tim's in a polo. I can see you in a JP.
And so I walk outside, and I'm like, whoa, that's a wind. Where'd this come from? I go back inside, and it says it's going to be 30 degrees today. I'm like, what? Change clothes really fast. And it's like pouring down rain now. Get out of class at 9 a.m., go to the library. It finally stops raining. When I finished at the library after 2 hours of doing homework, I looked outside and there's snow and ice on the ground. What happened, Tim?
Man, I'm sorry. I don't know. I wish I knew, but man, it was terrible.
Anyway, we should probably get to these positive news stories.
Yeah, I'm with that. Let's jump right into them, man. You want to go ahead and go first?
Yeah, so I'm cheating for the first one. So the last 3 episodes, we've had a story about the rapper Drake. And now we figured out where all the stories are from. He basically put out a music video for his song, God's Plan. And it had basically a $1 million budget. And he gave it all away in the video. The whole video is him giving away to people in need.
Yeah, man, that's one of the most powerful videos, music videos I've seen in a long time. Like, I teared up watching the music video, and we covered a lot of the stories that were in there. And then, of course, you see him sitting on the sidewalk giving away money. It's just something very positive, and I really enjoyed watching it. I hope everybody out there can go check that out for sure. That's a great way to cheat, JP, for sure.
What do you got, Tim?
Oh, man, my first one is from a police officer from the Greater Manchester Police Department. So the reason I'm talking about this story is because this man saw another man in this freezing water, like, kind of drowning. He was like, he wasn't staying above water, so he waited for about, like, 15, 20 seconds, then he realized the guy wasn't swimming, so he was like, you know what, I'm going to jump in. This dude jumped in this freezing water, grabbed this man, swam to the shore, and saved this man's life. If that wasn't dope enough, man, he did all this and he couldn't even swim. The police officer couldn't swim. That was like one of his biggest fears, like of all time. And the dopest thing about it of all, JP, there's a video to it. I got his body cam suit on. So you see him jumping in the water, saving the man and all that good stuff.
How did he save him if he couldn't swim?
Man, he said adrenaline just kicked in and he just jumped right in and did it. there's a video up there, a short little interview of him. IMFeed.com. They made a nice little video that I'm going to share on our Facebook page for sure.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. You know those like 15, 20 seconds he was like, this is my life's duty to save people, and this is my worst fear. And the fact that he jumped says something about his character.
Yeah, absolutely. And the dopest thing, another, man, I keep saying dopest thing. I gotta quit saying that. But one of the cool things is at the end of the video, he says like him saving a life is like the coolest thing to happen in his life. So shout out to him, man.
Yeah, that's awesome, Tim. Well, since where did that happen at?
Said the Great Manchester Police Department. So.
So the United Kingdom.
Yeah, that's all I got for you there.
Welcome to Americans, where we don't know anything that's going on. It's not in the United States.
We apologize.
So, since you're in the United Kingdom, I'll stay there. I posted this on the Twitter. Follow us at TPT_podcast. It's a positive news story about, well, it's basically science is cool with the positive truth. It's about a guy, and he owns a dog. And, you know, he would walk his dog, and the dog would poop. And basically, he was like, we should be able to do something with this. And so the man developed a lamp that runs on dog poop.
Tim. What? Who does stuff? What? Explain to me. How does this work?
Okay. First off, when I watched the video, I laughed at you because he was talking. He was like, there's not a lot of scientific research on dog poo. And I'm like, I wonder why, man. So yeah, he was like, for some reason, he was like, we should be able to use this. So he created these bags, these brown bags that you put the dog poo in, and then you put the bag in the lamp, and then you like turn the handle, and it basically crushes the bag and the dog poo. And then like 20 hours later, it can fuel the light for 2 hours. Now, I don't know how he did this. He said he basically, there was no research on it, so he just kind of worked on it for a few years. But that's still pretty crazy, so I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, man, that's a lot of dog crap you're playing with.
Oh, yeah.
Years, man.
He said he ordered 100 pounds of dog crap to practice. Dog poo, my bad. But still, that's awesome, though, right?
It is awesome. It's pretty dope. Like, it's just so random. But yeah, I mean, that's so dope. I'm actually very impressed, but at the same time, I'm a little disgusted. But it is what it is. I'll accept it.
Imagine if you had a lamp where every time Captain, you know, use number two, you could use it to help out the environment, man.
Yeah, man, you're absolutely right. It's crazy to me how some people's minds work. I would have never thought that something like that, and I just think it's super dope. Man.
You can see how my positive news stories are going today.
Oh, it's all good, man. That was... I got a short one for you. How about that?
Okay.
So, I know last year we did a positive news story, how the Scottish Parliament, they decided to stop using, whales. Wow. Circus animals. And whales decided to do so this year. And basically what they're going to stop using is, you know, the tigers, the lions, the elephants, all that stuff. They're not going to use it for their shows anymore. And I think it's really dope because, you know, our animals being caged up all the time isn't the greatest thing in the world, even though I do enjoy the zoo and all, but it's not the greatest thing in the world, especially for these circus animals. A lot of times they're getting abused to, you know, put on a show for 30 minutes, and it's not too great at all.
Yeah, that's the difference between the zoo and the circus, is the zoo is trying to help them, and the circus is trying to use them.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's awesome, Tim. I got a short one, too.
Cool.
So, I know her as Hermione, but apparently her real name is Emma Watson. She did the Harry Potter movies. And she donated £1 million to an anti-work harassment campaign. So, it's basically, wow, I totally just lost it. Basically, it's £1 million donated to stop sexual assaults at work for women. And I think it's absolutely awesome. I wanted to talk about it, and that's a lot of money.
Yeah, for sure. £1 million is definitely a lot. I don't know the exact...
That's more than $1 million, Tim. It's like...
Okay, cool. I didn't know exactly how much it was, for sure. I know it's not like a pound equals a dollar.
But it's pretty close.
Yeah, for sure. I'm surprised we haven't had a lot of Emma Watson stories in all reality, man. I know she does a lot for women out there, so I'm definitely going to have to research a little bit on her. I'm pretty sure she could be up for the running for Positive Truth Person of the Year.
It's almost like there's so many people doing so many positive things, we can't talk about them all. Contrary to popular belief.
Challenge accepted. So check this out. My next positive news story comes from American Airlines. So American Airlines released a statement saying that its quick thinking employees helped save two young girls, basically being saved from human trafficking. And what happened was these two girls, their ages were 15 and 17, said they met a guy on Instagram, and he offered to fly them to New York and give them $2,000 to do a modeling gig. So they took advantage of it. And basically what happened was the girls went to the airport to get their ticket, and the lady at the register said, you know, something looked suspicious. They had like one bag each. They didn't have any kind of identification. There was no adults. Like, it just didn't make any sense, and they were in first class. So she decided to ask the girls some questions. And the girls basically found out that their tickets were only one way, and they were completely surprised. They thought it was supposed to be a one-day thing, go down there, do their modeling, come back the next day. And when it was all said and done, they found out the guy from Instagram was fake. He deleted all of his social media. He was basically trying to get him in a sex trafficking ring. And the lady at American Airlines saved these two little girls' lives, and she definitely deserves some kind of recognition, even though they didn't give her name.
See, that's why everybody should look out for each other.
Man, absolutely. How many people are having like bad days at work and they're just going through the motions? If she would have been having a bad day and going through the motions, those little girls probably would have never been seen again, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I know. Wait, the reason we're doing this podcast is to lower the fear and show all the positivity going on. But there's a lot of people that are like terrified of everyone else. They think the world's going to hell. They think everyone's up to, like, they think if they drive in a poor neighborhood, everyone's going to come rob them.
Right.
But actuality is most people are just doing the right thing almost all the time, acting rationally. And if instead of us being scared of each other, buying a gun to protect ourselves, we all start looking out for each other, it's just, the world's going to be a much better place.
Absolutely.
Speaking of looking out for each other, this time last year, we did a positive news story that I think we both forgot about. It was called Thon. Do you remember what it was, Tim?
I have no idea right now.
So it was the Penn State Dance Marathon. It's a 46-hour dance marathon, and they're dancing for pediatric cancer, for the families of children that have pediatric cancer. 96% of the proceeds go to supporting the family's medical bills and towards cancer research. And this year, they raised $10,150,000. Bang, bang, bang.
You said 100 and what?
$10,150,000.
Okay. You said $150 million for some reason. I was like, what? But yeah, no, that's still a great amount of money, man. That's pretty awesome.
Also, we should do this. I want to go to a 46-hour dance marathon.
JP, 46 hours?
I like the boogeyman.
I'll give you like a good 2 to 3 hours, and then I'm out. I need to hydrate. Sleep.
Well, I mean, you would think it would be people rotating. It wouldn't just be us dancing. It's groups that rotate, Tim, not just...
Oh, okay. I'm thinking 46 hours straight, man. I was like, yo, I'm an endurance athlete, but nah. I ain't got it like that.
Nah. It's just different groups dancing for 46 hours.
Gotcha. I don't know what I was thinking. Well, man, I'll go ahead and jump over to my next story. Well, I actually think I only have one story left, JP. How many do you have?
One left.
Oh, legit. So, I'm going to talk about this girl who gets made fun of. They call her Trash Girl. And the reason why they call her Trash Girl is because she's a 12-year-old high school student, and she spent the last 6 months
Hold up. Time out. She's 12 and in high school?
Yeah, man. I have no idea why. She's 12 years old and
in high school. So is she, like, super genius? Because whenever I was 12, I was in 7th grade.
I was in 6th, man. She's gifted. She is gifted.
Okay, continue.
Young lady's definitely gifted. So basically for the last 6 months, she's been picking up trash basically for a 2-mile stretch that's between her high school and her home. And she does it. She said the reason why she's doing it, it's, in her words, it's her way of making her community a better place.
Oh, I love it.
Exactly, man. So the fact that she's doing it, it's awesome in itself. That's why we're talking about it. But the sad part is, you know, she's 12 years old. She's in high school dealing with a lot of older kids. So, you know, kids are being kids. They're going to make fun of her because, you know, that's what they do. And they call her Trash Girl. And it's sad to me, but for her, she's like, it doesn't bother her at all. I'm going to quote what she said. It says, "I'm not going to stop doing the right thing because of them. And if they're going to call me a trash girl, they can say that with respect." I was, okay, that's all I have right there. That's what she said. And the another quote that she said is, "I'm doing something to protect the world they also live in. It's everyone's job. We are also responsible for keeping the world safe, instead of believing that it's always someone else's job."
Ooh, that's a really good quote. You should end on that one, Tim.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to, man. But yeah, basically, Trash Girl is like a superhero in my eyes. So I'm going to refer to you as Trash Girl and keep doing your thing, girl.
See, that's, I feel like, see, I'm going to live in this world where whenever I was in high school, I would probably call her Trash Girl out of admiration. So I'm going to act like the kids are saying it like that. Does that make sense, Tim?
Like, I hear that.
I would say that as like a positive thing.
Yeah, we're definitely going to flip that, man. We're going to flip in and like give her a cape and let her do her thing. That she has a cape in my head.
Yeah, in my head she's just a super genius. So
just like smart. What was that TV show? Smart Guy.
Tim, as someone that got told I look like Smart Guy all through elementary, middle school.
That was insensitive of me. So insensitive. Oh.
Man, I remember elementary school, I walked in the class, it was, you know, we're both friends with him, his name's Ryan Steele, he's like, he's a smart guy, which is so funny in retrospect.
Oh, man. Hey, I saw Ryan the other day, he's doing real good. His nephew is leading U.S. Grant's team, like, man, he's averaging like 30 points a game, it's ridiculous.
Trill?
Yeah, man. He's hooping, a little strong, dude.
Huh. I remember destroying him on the court. Guess he's got better.
The game's changed too, man, big time. But what's your last positive news story, though? We're getting sidetracked over here.
So this one isn't really a positive news story, but it's also on our Twitter page. So follow that along with our Instagram at The Positive Truth, Instagram, Facebook at The Positive Truth Podcast. So on the Twitter, which is linked down below, I just saw this tweet, and it's not really a positive news story, but it's super positive, so I wanted to share it. And basically this man, he has a son, and he has one of his old phones that's not, you know, connected to Wi-Fi, and it's just used for games. It doesn't even have the internet, but it still has his old contacts, and the kid's grandfather died, so the dad's father died a few years ago. And it turns out, for the last 5 years, the kid has been using the old cell phone to text his grandpa. So, like, one of the text messages was, "I love you, granddad. Have a great time in heaven. I hope you meet Jesus, and I hope you had an absolutely amazing life. I absolutely love you, and my life could not have been this amazing without you." And then another one is, "I'm nearly 10. Elizabeth is 12. She loved your present, by the way. The present was your love." And it's just 5 years of these text messages.
Wow.
So, yeah, I thought I should share that because I thought it was pretty, you know, shows you the impact of, you know, parents' love.
Yeah, man, I definitely, that definitely put a smile on my face. We definitely have to end the episode on that note, man. I'm going to go ahead and read this quote because I want everybody to leave listening to the Positive Truth today with a smile on their face the way that I do, because that was definitely a heartfelt story there, Ricky. I'm glad you shared that.
Now, yeah, at you.
That being said, the quote again, we're going to go from Trash Girl. I'm doing something to protect the world they also live in. It's everyone's job. We are also responsible for keeping this world safe instead of believing that it's always someone else's job.
Boom. Well, we'll be back on Friday with another girl, 9 years old, doing great things. Gotta check out that interview. I'm trying to tell you, it's one of the best interviews we've ever done. Even though it's like 6 minutes. It's gonna be great.
Absolutely.
Until then, we're out.
Stay positive.